The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm James and it's great to have you along. I just want to mention, in case you haven't heard, that there is a new nasal spray out there for migraine and it's called Tosymra. And that's T-O-S-Y-M-R-A, Tosymra. And Tosymra is actually a formulation of sumatriptan. Now, some of you are thinking, oh yeah, I tried that years ago and didn't make any difference. Well, every new formulation of a medication that you see on the market has slight differences over others, even if it's the same dose. A very slight difference in dosage can make a difference, and the difference may be in how that medication is absorbed. A nasal spray is an excellent way to take a medication because it tends to be absorbed better. And Tosymra, for example, has a special specific formulation that should help the medication to be absorbed quickly. So many people find that a nasal spray can become effective about twice as fast as just taking a pill. So that's definitely an advantage, but it's not only just the speed. It can make a difference in different individuals. You may find that another type of sumatriptan didn't help you at all, but then you try something different and find, wow, it actually does work. So consider that before you completely write off a new formulation of a medicine such as Tosymra, which was approved by the FDA in the US just last month. While I'm talking about nasal sprays, I thought maybe I would just revisit a list that I wrote several years ago about mistakes that people make when they take a nasal spray, when they use a nasal spray. So these are just a few quick tips because obviously medication is not cheap and you want to make sure that the right dose is getting exactly where it needs to go and doing exactly what it needs to do if you're going to use something like Tosymra. One mistake that people make is they don't take the time to blow their nose first. That is just a simple thing that you can do right off the bat to make sure that you're getting the maximum benefit from the medication you're taking as a nasal spray. So make sure you just take a minute to blow your nose first. Another thing is, often in the instructions of a nasal spray, they'll tell you to tilt your head, and usually that will be tilt your head slightly. So it's very easy to think you're slugging back a glass of water, you're just going to throw your head right back and get the maximum benefit. No, I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. If you're going to tilt your head slightly forward, slightly back, depending on what the instructions might tell you to do, but generally speaking, keep your head up and try to keep your head up for a while after you've taken the medication as well. Then there's actually how to point the nasal spray. And again, it's great to look at the actual instructions for your medication, but generally speaking, you want the nozzle of the nasal spray to point up in your nostril and possibly even slightly away from the center of your nose, the center of your face. So basically up, you don't want it pointing towards the center of your nose, just up and slightly away is the best usually for a nasal spray. Hopefully most of you know this, but you do also want to close the other nostril when you're using a nasal spray. You don't want all the medication to spray in one nostril and out the other. That will not be helpful. So close the other nostril with one hand and use the nasal spray in the other nostril, and you'll get the maximum benefit that way. Another thing that's easy to do is to hold your breath. You don't want to hold your breath. You just want to breathe gently as you spray, but on the other hand, you don't want to snort the medication in. That's not useful either. You could probably think of it like you're just breathing in gently, like you're smelling a flower gently. So no snorting, no holding your breath, just a gentle breath in while you're using the nasal spray. That's the best way to do it. A lot of medications now use a nozzle that is a one-time use. So just a one-dose nasal spray. There are some out there that will, the nozzle you'll use multiple times. So if you are using a nozzle multiple times, make sure you're cleaning it. And you should have instructions for how to do that, but that's very important, obviously. If you're going to reuse it, make sure you're cleaning it. But if you do have a specific one-time medication, don't reuse it. You usually cannot reuse it. Some people, unfortunately, actually do this, and I hope you don't, but some people are tempted to blow their nose soon after they use the nasal spray. Don't do that either. For obvious reasons, you're going to blow the medication right out. So give the medication a little bit of time to work and get in your system before you blow your nose. That should be an obvious one, but yeah, some people, I know, it's a temptation. Don't blow your nose. Another question you might want to check, depending on the nasal spray you get, is whether you need to prime it or not prime it. So there are nasal sprays, you just have to give it a little bit of a tiny spray into the air first. And if it's a one-dose medication, you don't want to do that and find you've just lost your only dose. So check first, do you need to prime this nasal spray, or do you just go ahead and use it once? Another thing you need to check is the expiry date. Make sure you're not using your medication past the expiry date. It can become contaminated, and in most cases it just becomes less effective. So you just need to be careful. You want to have the maximum fight against your migraine attack. You want to make sure you have something that is not yet expired. Just be aware of that. And another one that should be obvious is never sharing your nasal spray. Don't share your prescription with someone else. If it's just meant for you, just use it yourself. And as I've said several times today, make sure you read through the instructions, because some nasal sprays do have slight differences in how you use them. Do I need to prime it? Do I shake it first or not shake it at all? Do I need to clean it in some way? How much is safe to use? How long is it safe to use for? There are important things you need to know like that. So there you go. That's just a little bit of a review on using nasal sprays. And it's a good way to go if you do need to take a medication. And a lot of people compare it to taking an injection, which also can be a very quick way to get medication. But most people would prefer a nasal spray over an injection. And a nasal spray indeed does work quite well. But be sure you're maximizing your nasal spray and the money you've invested in it by doing it properly, reading the instructions, and just remembering a few simple things that will help it get into your system and fight the migraine as it's supposed to do. All right, I hope that's been a help to you. Thanks for listening, and have a healthy day.